Killian, picture this. You're deep in You're deep in the woods of Missouri.
I'm reading a book. You're deep in the woods.
You're deep in the woods of Missouri, sitting around a crackling campfire with your friends. The trees stretch high above you, blocking out most of the stars. Everything smells like smoke, dirt, and pine. Then something else hits your nose. A smell so strong, so awful, like rotten eggs mixed with wet garbage, that you actually gag. The woods go quiet. No crickets. No wind. No leaves. And then, crack! A branch snaps somewhere in the dark. You turn your flashlight towards the trees, and just for a second, you see something standing between them. Tall, covered in dark hair, its eyes reflecting your light. It's just there, watching you, not moving, not even blinking. Killian, what is this creature?
A man who runs marathons.
No! It's Momo the Missouri Monster!
Like from Phineas and Ferb the Duck?
That's Perry the Platypus.
No, it's... Remember the scary stories one where it's the...
I've never seen that one.
Oh, okay.
Let's open up the cryptid catalog.
It's a stuffy duck that turns evil.
And find out more. Okay, so Killian, as always, first things first, we have our friends Kevin and Ryan to thank for introducing us to Momo the Missouri Monster. I also think that we might have had more people ask for Momo, now that I'm thinking about it. Oh, see, I'm glad I looked it up. Charlotte requested Momo. And, oh, hold on. Kelvin also suggested Momo. So,
hey, so it was both.
So we had Kevin and Kelvin.
And Ryan. And Ryan.
Charlotte and Ryan. So I'm glad I looked it up in our Instagram. So we had a bunch of people ask for Momo. Let me check the email just also because I thought I remembered that we had like a bunch of people suggesting Momo. Momo was a very popular. Lucian also suggested Momo. And I think that might be it. Oh, hold on. Oh my God. Okay, so that was a lot.
If we did not thank you.
No, I think so. So we had Kevin, Kelvin, Charlotte, Lucian, Ryan. Was that everybody?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's everybody. Oh my gosh. Okay. I just want to make sure we didn't forget anybody.
Yeah.
And if we did forget you, I'm so terribly sorry. I just looked up in both our Instagram and our email. So I think I got everybody. Okay. Yeah. Woof. Dodged a bullet there. Because for some reason, Daddy only had two people on here, but I was like, I know more people have suggested Momo because I keep seeing that suggestion in our inbox.
Is that Momo like the creepypasta?
No, this is different because I thought they were also suggesting Momo the creepypasta, and I was like, but then I was like, I've been assured it's something different. So, are you ready?
We'll talk about both of them just in case.
Well, no, this is different. Ready? Are you ready? Because it gets weird. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you heard of Momo before?
Yes.
No. Have you heard of Momo, not the creepypasta, before?
No.
Okay. So, Momo isn't as famous as Bigfoot, but some people believe it might actually be related, like a subgenre of Bigfoot, kind of like jazz Bigfoot, grunge Bigfoot, country Bigfoot. So, let's head to Louisiana, Missouri. Not the state, but the small river town along the Mississippi River. Back in 1971, this quiet place suddenly became the center of something very strange. A family called the Harrisons reported a terrifying encounter. Two young children were playing outside when they saw a large, hairy creature watching them from the woods. And to make matters worse, they said it was holding a dead animal. Not exactly a friendly introduction. The kids ran inside screaming, and when the adults came out to investigate, the creature was gone. But that wasn't...
Of course.
Of course.
Every time a kid has an encounter, the grandma was like, oh, let me see. And then the monster was like, oh, I heard a parrot. I'm going to head out of here. Bye.
Sure.
Peace out.
Well, that wasn't the end, because after that, more people started coming forward. Witnesses described a large, upright creature covered in dark, shaggy hair, standing around six to seven feet tall with glowing eyes. But do you know the one detail everybody agreed on?
What? The dead animal?
The smell. Think of the worst thing your imagination can conjure. Momo is worse. People said it smells like rotting garbage, skunk spray, and what animal fur all mixed together. Ooh. Some even claimed the smell was so strong you could notice it before you ever saw the creature. That's actually part of what makes Momo so unique. This isn't just a creature you might see, it's something you might smell first. So what does Momo actually look like? Well, most descriptions say it's very similar to Bigfoot. Thick dark hair, a large muscular build, long arms hanging low at its side, and a face that looks almost human, but just off enough to be unsettling. Some witnesses even reported strange sounds like grunts mixed with growls echoing in the woods. So very similar to like the vibes of Bigfoot. But what do you think Momo is? If you had to guess.
Looks like this.
He's holding a Build-A-Bear stuffed bear that's a beast from Beauty and the Beast. That's not far off, I don't imagine.
The eyes are wrong.
But, and no horns.
Yeah, I didn't imagine it with horns.
Well, it didn't say anything about horns.
Right. Well, that's what you said. Imagine the worst thing.
No, that was talking about the smell.
Okay. Now it looks like Chewbacca.
Chewbacca's not
far off.
Either. Chewbacca's not far off. So, some...
Also, the Wookiees are too far off.
Chewbacca is a Wookiee.
Not the Wookiees, the Ewoks.
Ewoks, but they're very short. Yeah. So, like a tall Ewok, which is basically a Wookiee. Some people believe it's a hidden species like a regional Bigfoot. Others think it could be a large escaped animal or even a misidentified creature. And then there are those who believe it's just a story that got out of control.
Skeptic!
Yeah. Because after those first sightings in 1971, the town exploded with attention. People started calling it Momo, short for Missouri Monster. Reporters started showing up, curious visitors flooded the area, and even law enforcement got involved, organizing armed searches to the woods. But despite all of that, they never found anything. No body, no solid evidence, just stories, and of course, a terrible, terrible smell.
Can you show me the Momo?
Yeah, at the end. So, are you ready for a story?
Mm-hmm.
This one is called The Smell in the Trees. We weren't supposed to be that far into the woods. I was 10 that summer. It was supposed to be a normal camping trip. Me, my friend Jake, and his older brother Daryl. Daryl said he knew a better spot deeper in the woods, somewhere no one else would find. That should have been our first warning. By the time we set up the tent, it was already getting dark. The trees were so thick you could barely see the sky. Daryl got the fire going, and for a while, everything felt normal. Then Jake made a face. "Do you smell that?" he asked. At first I didn't, but then it hit me. It was awful. Like something dead, but worse. Rotting. Daryl stood up, scanning the trees. "Probably just a deer," he said. But he didn't sound convinced. Then we heard it. Crack! A branch snapped behind us. We froze. Daryl slowly turned his flashlight towards the sound. "Hello?" he called. No answer. Just silence. Then Jake grabbed my arm and whispered, "Don't move." I followed his gaze, and that's when I saw it. At the edge of the light stood something tall, too tall. Its shoulders were wide, its arms hanging low, and its body covered in thick, dark fur. The smell got stronger, so strong my eyes started to water. It didn't move. It just watched us. Then it took one step forward. The ground crunched under its weight. Daryl didn't hesitate. Run! We bolted. Branches whipped past us as we ran blindly through the dark. I could hear it behind us. Heavy footsteps, slow but steady, getting closer. I didn't look back. I couldn't. Then Daryl shouted, "The truck! This way!" We burst into the clearing, and he scrambled for the keys, dropping them in the dirt. "Come on, come on!" The smell hit us again, stronger than ever. I turned, and it was there, right at the edge of the trees, watching us. Its eyes caught the headlights as the truck roared to life. For a second, it leaned forward, like it was thinking about chasing us. Then it stepped back and disappeared into the woods. Daryl slammed the gas, and we tore out of there. None of us spoke the whole ride home. We never went back. And to this day, if I ever smell something rotten, I have to leave immediately. So, Killing, what do you think?
Jeez.
What do you think?
That was crazy.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I dazed off for a second. I was looking at the pictures and I was like, oh my God, I remember that.
Oh, okay.
But I did, but it was like at the beginning and I was like, oh, something's happening. When you said run dramatically, I was like, yeah, there you go.
Do you think that they saw Momo in the woods?
Who else?
I mean, I guess who else? Would you go camping out there?
Yeah, who else would they see? Planet of the Apes?
I mean, who's to say?
Yeah.
Well, would you go camping there?
Nah.
You won't go camping in Missouri?
Nah.
No? Momo actually remains one of Missouri's strangest legends. Was it real? A misidentified animal? Or just a story that grew bigger over time? What do you think?
The first.
You think it's
neither.
Real? Oh, none of it? What do you mean?
Neither.
If it's neither, what is it?
Something created.
Created?
Like a science project gone wrong.
Oh, it's
like a Hulk thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's an option.
Yeah, Hulk backstory.
Okay.
Somebody tried to make Bigfoot real.
Okay.
And then made Momo instead.
Oh, okay.
Well, the
you heard it here
Momo.
First, folks. Well, we may never know. I think it could be Bigfoot's cousin. But one thing is for sure, if you ever smell something terrible in the woods, you might not be alone.
I think this guy's... The Yeti is.
Is what?
Bigfoot's cousin.
But what I'm saying is, who's to say he doesn't have more cousins elsewhere?
Maybe it's a Scarlet and Bennett situation.
Okay. Well, let's say one more thank you to Kevin, Kelvin, Lucian, Ryan, and Charlotte. And hopefully that is everybody. And yeah. If I missed you guys, please send me a message and we'll give you a shout out on the next episode if we forgot you. But I think that was everybody. But thank you to you guys for suggesting Momo, because again, the only Momo we knew was the creepypasta, which I think was just... I'm choking. I'm not really choking. Which I think was just a weird picture. So this was much better. I liked this so much better than that Momo. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. If you have a suggestion of your own, make sure to grab your grown-up. Wait patiently until they're available to you.
Business hours. After 10.
Not after 10.
Sorry, not after 10. 7. I was thinking of an E at the end.
Anyway, and send us an email with your suggestions. Thank you for listening to The Cryptid Catalog. I am Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been...
The Cryptid Catalog.
I think I said that twice. But anyway, until next time, remember...
The cryptids...
are watching.